We'll check more on the weather a little bit later in the newscast. Well, we'll continue with our updates this morning for Baxter Regional Medical Center about COVID-19, the coronavirus. Joined this morning by Dr. Christopher Webb, board-certified pathologist, Ron Peterson, president and CEO, infection preventionist Stephanie Free, and Tobias Pugsley, director of marketing at BRMC. And Dr. Webb, let's start with you this morning. We've been getting a lot of questions from our listeners about testing. Can you tell us about how the testing process for coronavirus works?
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to talk about that with your listeners. The testing process itself is just going to be a nasal pharyngeal swab. They're going to take a swab and stick way up into your nose, and they're going to collect virus in that way. It'll be shipped out as a kit. We currently, as most community hospitals, don't have the capacity to do the testing ourselves, so we have to rely on large commercial labs, state and public health departments, as well as academic research centers that have got the testing up and going. The test is shipped off, and response time varies right now. It can be a couple of days. It can be up to a week. But the real thing that I want to tell the listeners out there and that we need to understand is a negative test result is not a reason to relax. We know that this virus can incubate inside the body for up to 14 days. So even if you got a negative test result, you still really need to stay away from large gatherings, isolate yourself, and not do anything that's too strenuous from an activity standpoint. And the other thing that I want to bring up too is there's a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety out there, and that's completely understandable. Where we are right now in the development of this, the knowledge that we have about this virus, just within the past 60 days, we have completely isolated the genome of this virus, which helps us understand it. From that information, we've developed the testing for it, distributed testing, and just within the past week started the first human vaccine trials. So to get all of that done in a matter of only 60 days is truly earth-breaking. It's unprecedented. We've never seen this kind of work done this fast on a disease of this state before.
But Dr. Webb, there's a lot of confusion in the community as far as testing versus screening. Can you explain the difference?
Absolutely. The first thing, I want to open this by saying, last night I watched a teleconference from the World Health Organization where Dr. Michael Ryan, the executive director, stated, and I want to quote what he said. He said, the volume of testing is clearly determined by the number of suspect cases that you have. The key word there is suspect. So what that implies is that we're not going to do mass testing. Nobody in the world is doing mass testing. Even in a country like Germany, where they've been highly aggressive with their testing protocols, they're not doing mass testing. They're doing mass screening, and that's what we're going to institute here, where we're going to have a list of questions where if someone feels like they need some information, they're feeling sick, they're feeling ill, they'll be able to call in, they'll be able to talk to someone who will go over a list of questions such as where you've been, any exposures to people that you've had, signs and symptoms, and from that screening process, it's going to be determined whether you need to be tested or whether you just need to be reassured and asked to stay at home. I get a little perturbed when I see the TV showing these lines of cars at mass testing events, and you see a video of one person getting a swab, and the implication is that everybody in that line is getting swabbed. That's just not the case. No one is doing mass testing. We have to rely on screening.
Stephanie, how many people are on the list to be tested in Baxter County, and how, what's the time frame as far as being put on the list until you're actually tested?
We are not currently keeping a list of individuals to be tested. As Dr. Webb spoke of, we are only testing individuals based off certain Arkansas Department of Health screening criteria, which includes travel, contact with the known case, and symptoms. Anyone who meets those criteria, those people are being tested. So we are not keeping a list. We are currently testing everybody that needs to be tested.
Now, will the pneumonia vaccine help prevent pneumonia from coronavirus?
According to the World Health Organization, vaccines against pneumonia, such as pneumococcal vaccine and Haemophilus influenza type B or HIB vaccine, do not provide protection against the new coronavirus. The virus is so new and different that it needs its own vaccine, but researchers are trying to develop a vaccine against COVID-19, and as Dr. Webb spoke, we are currently in human trials. Although these vaccines are not effective against COVID-19, vaccination against respiratory illnesses is highly recommended, though, to protect your health.
Okay, we've been heard on the national news about social distancing and quarantining. Is it okay to visit with the elderly or with parents and family right now?
According to the president's coronavirus guidelines, 15 days to slow the spread. If you are an older person, the recommendation is to stay home and away from other people. The guidelines also recommend to avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people.
So if someone has maybe a weekly gathering with more than 10 people for several hours, what should they do?
They probably need to cancel and stay at home, or try to do it via teleconference or another method if they can.
Ron, let's tell the folks here locally, if there is a confirmed case, how will they know?
First of all, I want to say nobody should be surprised when a confirmed case is announced, because it's going to be coming, so everybody needs to be ready for it. My personal belief is there'll be several cases, so again, just don't be surprised. We'll obviously talk about it here in the morning, but also you can go to the Baxter Regional Medical Center website. On there, it has links to the Arkansas Department of Health. It talks about the coronavirus right away, and if you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see a link to the Arkansas Department of Health. There's several people who are being tested that we are not aware of, but the Department of Health is aware of, and so it will show on that screen. So we may be saying at some point that there are no confirmed cases here, and then it pops up on the Department of Health website. Obviously, we're watching that very closely, so we're hoping that doesn't happen, but I just need people to understand and know. We will, as soon as we know, we will let people know. The Department of Health will let people know, and the easiest way is through their website.
Last couple of days, you've mentioned the fact that the hospital sent off 10 tests, one negative, waiting on 9 results. Are we still with those same numbers today?
We are still at those same exact numbers.
Okay. Now, in the state, we jumped from 22 confirmed cases to 37, the largest one-day increase so far. Is that a trend that the medical community expects to see continuing, big jumps now each day?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly that's going to be a possibility, and it won't be surprising if that's what turns out to happen.
Okay. Anything else we need to mention this morning?
No, I think Dr. Webb and Stephanie already covered this, but just make sure we have the social distancing. We don't want people to panic, but we do want people to be proactive. Take care of yourself. Keep your hands off your face, out of your mouth, out of your nose, out of your ears. Those are all places that help spread that disease, so keep it out of there, and understand that everybody is trying to work hard on this, and so we all just need to be careful and be proactive, but don't panic.
Brad, we also want to remind listeners, we're taking those questions on the KTLO post, and that's where we're trying to answer. So if listeners will keep posting those questions, we'll keep trying to get those answers as best we can.
Exactly. That's at facebook.com/KTLRadio. It's pinned to the top there, so folks can go there to post their questions. We'll get them answered here in the next few days. Guys, hey, thank you again so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right. Again, Dr. Christopher Webb, board-certified pathologist, Ron Peterson, president and CEO, Stephanie Free, infection preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, director of marketing at Baxter Regional Medical Center.